an interview with Donald Axelrod, formerly of the Bureau of the Budget in the Governor's Office, over the phone from his home to my office. This begins at 72 and is extremely faint because the telephone pickup system I'm using is not too reliable.
Late tomorrow afternoon is all right with me, and putting it over in January would mean not before the 15th, because I have a full schedule that involves travel at the beginning of the month. But tomorrow afternoon is fine for me.
All right, let's do it tomorrow afternoon then.
All right, what time? You name the time.
Well, let's see. 3 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay.
Where? At your place?
Well,
or here.
Either way.
Up to you.
It's difficult for me to find a parking place over at your place.
It's easy for me to find one the other way. So why don't I come to your office at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. All right. Now the library.
All right.
The main library. The fourth floor. North side. Out of the elevator, take the north bank of elevator. When you get out of the elevator, the door at the end of the corridor, you'll say 4030. That's my room number.
All right. I'll be there tomorrow at 3. All right, look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How many professionals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
problem.
Now, I was going to ask you, I was going to ask you what your previous professional background was.
Well, before I joined,
Well, that was Dewey's period. That was in Albany?
That was in Albany.
Yes.
And I was
that's a rather extensive background, I'd say.
Well, we're getting, well, yeah, this live long enough, so anything can happen.
Right. Okay. Well, now, what do you remember about the basic purposes behind the creation of Stony Brook? Where was it supposed to fit in the state university system?
Well, actually, Stony Brook had been well underway when I took over the marketing assignment. And I'm afraid I can't tell you much about my perceptions, at least my recollections of the ambition, and so on. But let me make a few general comments, because what happened really affected Stony Brook and the other institutions quite directly.
Okay. Can you speak up a little more?
Yeah, sure. This goes back to the management approach I had in mind.
Yes.
So, what I tried to do over a few years was for every university function to develop and handle guidelines
construction, church, library, dormitory operations.